Black Star Riders. Story here from Channel 9. We're getting answers after a man's body was left behind for months at a Kansas City funeral home. Hardy's Eternal Rest Funeral Home is going on month number 4 of silence from the family of 83-year-old Charles Freeman. Quoting here from the owner, Michael Hardy, over at Hardy's Eternal Rest Funeral Home. After 35 years in the funeral industry, I have never had this happen. So it's kind of like a shock. Freeman's body has been lying at the funeral home since July. Quote from Hardy again. This is just me going on too long, and I think Mr. Freeman deserves better than that. Hardy said Freeman's son originally called the funeral home to pick up his father's body from a hospital. He hasn't heard from him or any family members since. Quoting here again from Hardy. Even if you would just call and say, call me and say, Mr. Hardy, listen, here's all the information you need. Let me give you $5, $6, $8 or something. But just abandon your father, that is unacceptable. Hardy is pleading with anyone in the family to give them a call and help Charles Freeman reach his final resting place. Now, we don't know why Charles Freeman has been left at the funeral home for the last 4 months. But Dana had a really interesting question during the commercial break. Is it illegal to abandon, which I think it's fair to say is happening with Charles Freeman, a family member? A dead family member.
In a weird way, like abandonment of a corpse?
But it's not.
But it's not quite that, Sam. Because let me ask you this. What if the family doesn't have the means to pay for what it would take to get to, for the transport or cremation? You know,
right.
Those cases happen. What's interesting about this case and unusual about this case is usually when someone, after they have passed, ends up at the morgue, unclaimed, it's because they cannot figure out or contact next of kin.
Like they don't know who that person is, or if they do, how do we find their family?
Or there are no survivors, no known survivors. Yeah. Maybe the person was unhoused. Like we've seen those cases before, and I think there might be a fund somewhere within the budget of the city to help out in rare cases like that. This is different. They know where the family is. Family's not going to, or will not up to this point, call and help out. They can't even get a death certificate or cause of death, you said, because they need like his social security number and some paperwork to get the ball rolling on that.
All of these questions sound horribly insensitive, so I don't know how to ask them without sounding horribly insensitive.
What you're going to say.
Is there some sort of weird statute of limitations where after a certain number of months of nobody claiming them, you then decide what to do with the body? Because at this point, you're just...
They call
filling
those,
up a sp-
yeah, they call those paupers'
space.
Graves. There were paupers' graves.
That's true.
For that reason.
Like what? To your point, what do we do with the unhoused?
I think
or the
now, wait a minute. Yeah, we don't know that he was unhoused.
I'm not saying he was unhoused, but I'm sure that the unhoused go unclaimed for months. What do we do with those people?
Well, there should be, and I don't know if there is. There should be a statute of limitations where the funeral home after X number of months, and they have to try to reach family members. And if they cannot, and nobody is coming forward to claim this body, they have the right to either bury it or cremate it.
But do you have any idea the red tape and the regulatory nightmare that is ... body disposal? I don't know what the ordinances say, but you can't just unilaterally decide as a funeral home, we're going to give it 4 months and then stick Mr. So-and-so in the ground.
That's what I'm saying. There needs to be a law.
That entire industry is so regulated.
I don't dispute that. What I'm saying is there needs to be a law for cases like Charles Freeman.
To protect the funeral homes.
Correct.
Or at least help out the funeral homes.
I mean, what are they supposed to do? Just hang on? No offense to Mr. Freeman. I never met him. But what are they supposed to do? Hang on to him?
In perpetuity?
Infinitum? And as long as the funeral home is open, what happens if they go out of business? You know? I mean, it's silly. And apparently his son, now help me with this sentence. He said his son, Mr. Freeman's son, originally called the funeral home to pick his father's body up from a hospital.
Okay.
But he never heard from the son or any other family members since. So it's not as if the family doesn't know that Mr. Freeman has gone on to the next
life. Then here's another question for our listeners. Is it the hospital after someone passes in a hospital, if there's no family, does the hospital have a contract with a funeral home to come pick up the body? That's what this sounds like happened. Because after death, you can't stay in the hospital morgue forever either.
No, I mean, when my father passed years ago, 26 years ago, he died at KU Med despite their heroic efforts to save him. We did not drive my dad's body back to Leavenworth to the funeral home where we held the services.
Yeah.
So somebody from the funeral home presumably, I mean, we were all in a state of shock anyway. Somebody from the funeral home presumably went and picked up my father at KU Med and then drove him back.
But is that at your request, or is that just what happens? I don't know.
I don't recall anybody. Like I said, we were in total shock.
And the reason we ask, and not to be insensitive, was the family involved in the transport from the hospital to the funeral home?
Yeah.
And then once that the process happened, then they stopped?
Well, see, the story from Channel 9 says the son called the funeral home to pick his father's body up from a hospital. So they at least got stage one taken care of. Hey, we need you to go get our dad. But once they got him from the hospital back to wherever this funeral home is, I don't see the city on it, but I know it's local. The funeral home is in Kansas City. Okay. The owner says, give us a call. Come in. Just do something. No kidding. Kevin in Grain Valley. Kevin, good afternoon. Hello.
This is my day to call in. This is my second call today. All right, here you go. This is insensitive? Very much so. Here we go. My brother dies in the hospital. He's kind of homeless in between, whatever. Doing okay, getting Social Security, whatever. My sister signed the documents because he was younger. He died from a fall, and they had to do an autopsy on him. She signs the paperwork, and my sister, full intentions, just leave him with the morgue because they take care of it after that. You have no financial responsibility. You don't have to do anything at all. And I haven't talked to her, and that's been 7 years. My wife and other family, we got together. I had to do everything I could because she signed him in. I had to do everything I could. I got him out. We took care of all of that. But no responsibility on any family member. You don't have to do anything. Just leave him there and throw him in the
pot. Wow. Kevin, you didn't need a notary or a lawyer to take control of that from your sister?
I know.
Yeah.
I think that I just made such a strong case. Plus, you got to remember, the county says, shit, if this guy wants...
Well, there you go.
It's been a while since we've heard that word. It's one of my favorite words. As a verb, or direct object, or sometimes a subject.
One of these days, I'll learn that I only have to press that button 3 times, or once, not 75.
Sam, by the way, my dump button lights up in here when you push it as well.
Was it flashing like crazy?
It was like a kid was playing Defender at the arcade.
You know, I like to be safe.
I pressed cough instead of dump, just so we're clear, and I didn't cough.
913.
But if I needed to, you both would have been covered.
Kevin, you cannot say that word on the radio. Come on, man. We have cat-like reflexes. It's not going over the air. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.